This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
It's Friday. Good morning. A brand new day starts right now. Friday, January 27th, 2023. It's First Thing with Kevin Mano. Hello there. Hi. Thanks for being here. A few celebrity birthdays this morning. Rosamund Pike is celebrating today. Comedian Patton Oswalt, Alan Cumming, Bridget Fonda, and sportscaster Keith Olbermann is 1 year older, man. I'm funny. You know what else? A serious one now. Today, January 27th, is Holocaust Remembrance Day, a day that commemorates the victims. It was January 27th in 1945 when the Auschwitz concentration camp was liberated. So a very, very important date in history. Okay, ripping through all the headlines today, we always start with the top story. And at the moment, there's nothing bigger than this one. We found out yesterday that the five former Memphis police officers responsible for the violent arrest and subsequent death of Tyre Nichols have been charged with second-degree murder, among other things. If you don't know the story, this all happened just a few weeks ago, January 7th. 26-year-old Tyre Johnson was stopped for reckless driving. Police used excessive force. He was hospitalized, and 3 days later, he passed away. An autopsy confirmed that he died of extensive bleeding from severe beating. Last week, the five officers involved were fired, and again, yesterday, we found out that they are all being charged with second-degree murder. Now, here's the other piece of the story. Footage of the incident is set to be released to the public this evening. Memphis is on edge. The police chief has already warned that the video is very violent and upsetting. They're expecting protests, but they are asking the residents to not let it turn violent. We will see what this weekend brings in Memphis. Let's go! All right. Okay, on to some sports headlines as we get ready for a big weekend in the NFL. The conference championships are here. There's two games on Sunday, 49ers-Eagles and Bengals-Chiefs. After that, the Super Bowl will be set. There is some sad news going around the league right now. Former NFL linebacker Jesse Lemonnier just passed away at the age of 25. He played with the Chargers and the Lions. Jesse and his girlfriend recently announced that they were expecting their first child. This is incredibly sad. As of now, no cause of death has been given. One other thing I wanted to mention. Yesterday, the mayor of Cincinnati presented the key to the city to Damar Hamlin's healthcare workers, the men and women that kept him alive. He said, quote, "These are true heroes, and they spend every day saving the lives of our family, friends, and neighbors." Okay, on to some entertainment headlines. Now, just a few things here. Checking back in on Britney Spears. Yesterday, the story was that some concerned fans called the police to check on her after she deleted her Instagram. The police determined that she was fine, and yesterday afternoon, Britney commented. She posted a statement on Twitter saying in part, quote, "I love and adore my fans, but this time things went a little too far and my privacy was invaded." She went on to say, "I truly hope the public and my fans who I care so much about can respect my privacy moving forward." So in other words, she's saying, leave Britney alone. Now checking back in with Paris Fashion Week. First, Doja Cat was covered in red crystals, head to toe red, and now she has a little beard and a mustache. Fashion. It's a goatee made out of fake eyelashes. I have her picture up if you haven't seen it at First Thing Pod. Fashion. And lastly here, in baby news, it looks like Keke Palmer is expecting a boy. You remember when she announced her pregnancy in her SNL monologue? She was just on The Tonight Show, and while talking with Jimmy Fallon, she kept saying he when talking about the baby, so yeah, people think it's a boy. She loves making huge announcements on NBC. Okay, all right, on to movie and TV news. There is a lot here today. I have an Avatar 2 update. It's still making money. It just passed Avengers Infinity Wars, the fifth highest grossing movie of all time, $2.05 billion. And with that, James Cameron is now responsible for three of the top five highest grossing movies in history. Oh, we just got a couple trailers. There's a brand new one up at First Thing Pod on Instagram for Shazam 2. Zachary Levi is back. This new movie, Shazam! Fury of the Gods, is in theaters March 17th. Another one up there is for a new movie starring David Harbour and Jennifer Coolidge. It's called We Have a Ghost. at First Thing Pod on Instagram to find him. In TV news, I couldn't ignore this one. It's going around that one of the ladies on The View might have passed gas during the show. Here's the clip.
Specifics, but just real quick, I was...
Nobody really addressed it, and as much as I want to believe, I think it was like a chair scooting or something, because somebody spilled water right before that, so... But again, one more time.
Specifics, but just real quick, I was...
All right, moving on. The Roy family is coming back in about 2 months. Season 4 of Succession will premiere on HBO March 26th, and they just gave us a brand new trailer. Very exciting. I have it up at First Thing Pod if you want to see that. Another popular HBO show at the moment is The Last of Us. It's doing so well, and SNL is swooping in to capitalize on that popularity. They just announced that the show's star, Pedro Pascal, is going to host next weekend. His first time ever, Coldplay will be providing the music. Fox announced yesterday that The Simpsons, Bob's Burgers, and Family Guy have all been renewed for 2 more seasons. And with this extension, The Simpsons will reach 800 episodes. That's, like, unheard of. The longest-running scripted primetime series in history. Another show that's been on the air forever, making news this morning. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. They officially started filming season 16 yesterday, and it was a rough day for Caitlin Olsen. Her husband slash co-star shared a pic online of a huge black eye. She walked into a wall, apparently. Hard to cover that up with makeup. Not the best timing. Season 16 is coming, though. Jay Leno's Garage was just canceled over at CNBC. That ends Jay's 30-year run with NBC. And lastly here, the official numbers are in, and these were the most streamed shows and movies of 2022. Stranger Things was number one, 52 billion minutes streamed last year. NCIS, Cocomelon, if you have little kids, you know what I'm talking about. Ozark and Grey's Anatomy were right behind it. That was your top five. And for the movies, Encanto was number one. We don't talk about Turning Red, Sing 2, Moana, and The Adam Project round out that top five most streamed movies in 2022. Yeah. While we're talking about movies, let's see what's out there this weekend. Alexander Skarsgård and Mia Goth star in a new one called Infinity Pool. It's a horror movie. There's another new horror movie called Fear out now as well. Bob Odenkirk and Danny Houston star in a new movie called Life Upside Down. That's in limited release this weekend. On Amazon, Jennifer Lopez and Josh Duhamel's new rom-com Shotgun Wedding is out there today. Netflix has the new movie You People starring Jonah Hill and Eddie Murphy. It looks funny. That's out today as well. Apple TV Plus has the series premiere of that new show Shrinking with Jason Segel and Harrison Ford. Tomorrow night, SNL is back with Michael B. Jordan, one of the most handsome men in the world, according to science. He's hosting the show. Lil Baby is the musical guest. And then, yeah, Sunday, the 49ers will face the Eagles in game numero uno, and the Bengals-Chiefs will follow. Conference championships, baby. Big day.
And now, let's enjoy an intermission.
This show gets support from Athletic Greens, the foundation of daily health. Arm your immune system with AG1. I drop one little scoop of this stuff in a glass of water every morning. I stir it up, and I enjoy it as I get this show together. That's my routine. I'm getting 75 high-quality vitamins and minerals, probiotics and adaptogens. They use whole food-sourced ingredients. Each scoop has less than 1 gram of sugar, no GMOs, no nasty chemicals or artificial anything. They're still today working hard to perfect this recipe, and I'm so grateful that they are because I love my AG1. It keeps me healthy, keeps my brain sharp. Go to athleticgreens.com/firstthing. That's where you go. You'll get a free 1-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. athleticgreens.com/firstthing. Take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. This show gets support from Focal, F-O-C-L. Use my code FIRSTTHING to get 20% off your first purchase at Focal.com. These are the CBD products that we trust and believe in over here in the Mano household. They are therapeutic. They support focus, improve sleep, and create a sense of calm. They can help you be more productive, provide mental clarity, give you energy, and it's all natural stuff. I don't like to put junk in my body. Focal is very clean. If you have any questions at all, look around their website. It really is a great resource. Focal.com, F-O-C-L.com. And again, while you're there, use the code FIRSTTHING for 20% off your first purchase. Plus, shipping is always free at Focal.com. Love that. Focal.com. Start prioritizing your wellness with Focal today because feeling better is everything. Yes, yes, on to music. It's Friday. That means it's New Music Friday. A little overview of all the new stuff out there this weekend. We'll start here. Ava Max just dropped her second studio album. It's called Diamonds and Dance Floors, and it's out today. There's Ava Max, her new album again out today. Pink has a new song out today. It's called Trust Fall. She released a video along with it. I have that linked in our Instagram stories. The Kid Laroi released a new song called Love Again. Sam Smith's long-awaited album Gloria is out now. Ed Sheeran is on one of those tracks. In hip-hop, Lil Yachty put out his fifth studio album today. It's called Let's Start Here. In country, Tyler Hubbard, who's always been one half of Florida Georgia Line, just released his debut solo studio album. It's self-titled. Tyler Hubbard is the name of it. It's out now. Luke Combs just announced a new album coming in March, and he dropped a brand new song with that announcement. And we'll end with this one. Elle King, who kind of blurs the lines of alternative and country. She has a new album out today. It's called Come Get Your Wife. Here she is with Dierks Bentley. New Elle King album out today. King, there you go, and that concludes New Music Friday. Yes! Oh, thanks. Thank you. Okay. Moving on. In other music news, John Mayer just announced a solo acoustic tour. He said it's going to be like the old days, just him and a guitar or a piano. No backing band, just him up there. He announced a bunch of dates in March and April. I have them linked if you want to see them. At midnight last night, Taylor Swift released a new video for her song Lavender Haze. That's linked as well if you want to see it. And while we're on the subject of Taylor, remember how she recently popped up on stage with the band The 1975? Well, now Lewis Capaldi did it, and he played a Taylor Swift song. He performed Love Story. And lastly, Mick Jagger of the Rolling Stones just announced that he's launching his own line of harmonicas. They're going to be out next month. Alright, okay, some additional headlines on this Friday morning before we sail off into the weekend. First, I want to say that I'm happy we're all still here. An asteroid that they say was the size of a box truck flew extremely close to Earth last night. NASA called it, quote, one of the closest approaches by a known near-Earth object ever recorded. Wow, it was about 2,200 miles above the Earth's surface. They said even if it did enter the Earth's atmosphere, it would most likely catch fire and disintegrate, so we're good. So I mentioned the potential unrest in Memphis this weekend. It seems as though Atlanta is bracing for more protests as well. They saw some last weekend after the death of an activist, and they've already declared a state of emergency ahead of this weekend. 1,000 National Guard troops have been called up. The entire thing stems from the city's plans to build a public safety training center known as Cop City in a forested area on the outskirts of Atlanta. The National Archives have gone ahead and asked all former presidents and former vice presidents to recheck for classified documents. Probably a good idea. Yesterday, we found out that the GDP, or the gross domestic product, rose 2.9% in the fourth quarter of 2022. While it's down from the previous quarter, it was still higher than expected. And this is despite fears of a recession and a series of interest rate hikes. It does seem that most economists are still predicting a recession later this year. But regardless of that, with yesterday's announcement, stocks rose sharply. It was a strong day on Wall Street. One company that didn't do as well, though, in that fourth quarter was Southwest. Canceling almost 17,000 flights around the holidays is going to do that to you. The company reported a net loss of $220 million in the fourth quarter. They did say they expect to be profitable this year. According to some brand new research, these are the top five dream jobs in the world. Think about what yours might be. Again, this is worldwide. Number five, entrepreneur. That's broad, but I get it. Doing your own thing. Number four, YouTuber. Number three, dancer. Ooh, what kind of dancer? Number two is writer. And the number one dream job in the world is pilot. Wow, when this is broken down by country, pilot was number one in the U.S. as well. And lastly here, I read a story about a woman from Florida. Lindsay Jane Kennedy is her name. She was rescued from a storm drain for the third time in less than 2 years. All different storm drains, by the way. It happened to her three times. I saw someone online refer to her as Princess Peach, always getting trapped in a pipe and needing to be rescued. That brings us to the end. I always end the show with a positive story, and I usually try to find like small under the radar stories here, but this one is everywhere right now for good reason. When you really stop to think about this stuff, it's just amazing. 16-week-old conjoined twins were just successfully separated. This happened at a hospital in Fort Worth, Texas. Jamie Lynn and Amy Lynn started life as one, and they are now two. The operation took 11 hours and required more than a dozen medical professionals, all hands on deck for this, and they did it. They had to divide the liver. It's mind-blowing stuff. The girls are still going to be under observation for a while to make sure everything is, you know, functioning properly, but I can't even imagine the joy that these parents are feeling right now. Amanda and James are their names. It's just amazing, really. And man, the doctors, the science, the fact that we can even do this. It's an exciting time to be alive, really. And the show is over now.
The show is over now.
All right. Thanks for being here, friends. I cannot possibly tell you how much I appreciate you starting your day with me. Thanks to Kelsey J. Bigelow for posting about the show on Instagram yesterday at First Thing Pod. If you want to help spread the word to your family and friends, always much appreciated. Enjoy your weekend. I hope it's a good one for you. Stay safe out there. I am back Monday to do it all again. Until then, take care of yourself and be kind. I'll talk to you soon.
Please tell your friends about this show.